Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the Baltimore Banner is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right. And Rashad Bateman got a 3-year contract extension, $20 million guaranteed. And I guess we were talking about it on the show yesterday, a year ago at this time. Didn't know what his role was beyond 2024. Now it's a pretty significant one. How was he, I don't want to say rehabilitated himself, but how has he reinvented himself from a potential first round bust to a guy that's going to be an integral part of maybe the best offense in the National Football League this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the, you know, the most important ability is availability. And he had bad injury luck the first 2 years. And I think he's always been a guy who's worked hard in the offseason to, be durable during the regular season. And I think we've seen that pay off, the past year and a half now. I mean, even last year, I think I'm sure most of, your listeners and my readers, when he took that knee injury against the Eagles, I think it was kind of fearful that, oh man, like, is this the start of something that could be limiting him for the rest of the regular season? And, you know, he didn't finish the season on a terrific tear, but he was certainly healthy enough to step up in that, playoff game against Buffalo when they were missing Jay Flowers and Mark Andrews wasn't doing his job. And, the pass rush was getting to Lamar. And, I think we've just seen him develop into a guy who, by the way, is still only 25 and can get even better. And just, develop more consistency in this offense, develop more trust from Todd Monken. I think he's definitely, more of a first read, second read kind of option than a tertiary option like he was when he was coming back from that most recent injury. So it's been really fun to watch him. I love watching him run routes. I love watching him, boogie after the catch. And I'm just excited to see what he can be over these next 4 or 5 years.
Hey, Jonas, which guys do you think body change-wise? Nobody to me has really gotten fatter or looks bad. Like Michael Pierce in the past, when he'd come out there, like, whoa, he looks like he's about 450. But I mean, like Rosengarten's gotten bigger, body frames that you've seen that you've been impressed with.
Yeah, I don't have the eye for this kind of body change, so I'll just rely on other people. I mean, obviously, Adafe does look noticeably thicker. I think you can tell that there's a little bit of thickness to Nate Wiggins. He's always going to be a guy who, mm-hmm. Resembles a pencil more than anything else. But you could even say that Ben Cleveland has dropped a little bit of weight. It looks like just from, he's never really been a guy who's had a high fat percentage because of just how he works out and because of how his body's built. But it looks like maybe he could be a little bit more agile in space just because of what he's done to his body. Or maybe it's just kind of one of those days where you look skinny. we all have those, but not really a whole lot of noticeable gains.
I thought Rosengarten looked bigger up top.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that is important for him. I mean, really the one game that you could say that he really struggled with last year, Aside from that, that opener against the Chiefs was against the Texans, where you have Will Anderson, who's an incredible power rusher. You have Danielle Hunter, who can get up under your pads and push you back. And, you know, Rodgers always going to have to find a way to you know, find answers because of how relatively short his arms are. And if, you know, being a guy who has more torque and power in his upper body, if that's one way to do it, then maybe you are going to have better luck in, you know, round two against Will Anderson. And, you know, we won't have to wait long to see how that match goes, because I think what they're on the schedule on week five or week six, right?
Yep. Now, Keaton Mitchell, what do you think? Is speed and explosiveness back?
I think so. I mean, you know, obviously it's a little bit tough to tell when these guys aren't doing anything in contact, and, you know, you can only really only do so much to knock these guys off their routes. But I think you were there, or I'm not sure if you were there, Vinny, but, you know, the first day of OTAs, the first open day of OTAs, you know, he's running a wheel route and getting behind Teddy Buchanan, who I think, you know, is definitely fast for an off-ball linebacker. So I think people maybe have this idea of Keaton as him being the fastest guy on this Ravens team. I don't think that's ever been the case. I think, like, Derrick Henry's top speed and Keaton's top speed are pretty comparable. But it's just the fluidity and the acceleration that Keaton has as a shorter guy that is so exceptional. So, you know, all indications from, you know, players and coaches are that Keaton looks and feels like his old self. And, you know, I think that the further we get from that knee injury, the closer he'll look to his 2023 self.
I tell you what, it was nice to see Owese make a play yesterday down in the end zone. I think I was standing talking to you, or maybe, but he made a nice play in the end zone.
Yeah, I think I missed that maybe because I was talking to you, but it's been, you know, we didn't get a chance to look at him the first, what, couple OTAs just because of sickness and whatever. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see just how he looks in this new defense. Obviously, he was available for a kind of cut rate for a reason. I think injuries have definitely been a concern, and you know, I don't want to say he's going to be more rocky seen than Ronald Darby in terms of what he could be for this defense. But you know, he has the frame, he has good size. He obviously was a very, very high end cornerback when he was in his prime. But there are going to be a lot of young cornerbacks pushing him for snaps, and it's going to be interesting to see just where he falls on that, you know, late July depth chart when training camp breaks.
Now, I'm sure you were watching Hoyland kick yesterday too, like I was. You know, I mean, up close. Yeah, I mean, the things that he's known for, kicking inside of 40, he was 3 for 3. Outside, I mean, kicking it long, no. And he doesn't have much pop on the ball. How long do you think he lasts?
That's a good question. I would hope for his sake they keep him on through training camp, and that they, you know, have him use these early practices as training exercises and getting the instruction from Randy Brown and all that jazz. But I just hope that Tyler Lupe is kicking today, because all that we've seen so far is three kicks, all from, I think, like 32 yards and under. And it was, you know, obviously you defer to these guys in terms of their, you know, in terms of their exercise regimen and everything, but it wasn't like they had Tyler Lupe, at least in front of us, kicking the hell out of the ball on Tuesday. So to go from a practice on Tuesday to, I guess, a day off on Wednesday, to him not doing anything on Thursday was a little bit weird, but hopefully that means that we're just in store for a much more active day today.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, Ravens OTAs happening as we speak. 4 days next week. Hey, if you want some Ravens, we got you covered. But what's going on at the Baltimore Banner as we head into the weekend, Jonas?
Sources are telling me that the Orioles are good again, so read up on that.
Right, just keep it tuned to the fan, you'll learn everything.
Obviously, the Ravens are going to give us plenty of stuff to write about over the next week, and then mandatory minicamp after that.
Jonas, have a great weekend. Enjoy the docking if you have a chance to listen here.
Okay, thanks,
Jonas. Thanks, Jonas.
Jody Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back. Whip around. Big night in the NBA. Finals started. Stanley Cup resumes tonight. And there was a coaching change in the NHL. A team that was, what, 4 wins away from getting to the Stanley Cup Finals said enough of you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around video at 81057, the Fan Featured Artist Friday. It is docking. NBA Finals Game 1 started last night. Indiana Pacers trailed for the entirety of the game until the final less than a second. And then Tyrese Halliburton just did what he's been doing all playoffs long.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Timeout, OKC!
0.3 seconds, that was it? That's how long they led? 111-110, Tyrese Halliburton, who didn't have a great game overall because Lou Dort was on him like a Kmart suit. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was doing MVP stuff. And Oklahoma City forced 25 Indiana turnovers. The problem there, like in any sport, they turn the ball over, you make them pay. Thunder didn't make them pay. Like, you commit an errant baseball, you get a free runner, double, scores an unearned run. Football, you get an interception, you better take advantage of that turnover. NBA, 25 turnovers, you should blow them out. And that's what Oklahoma City does most of the time. But they let them off the hook, as Denny Green would say. And then Indiana just kept hanging around. Pacers were up or down 15 with less than 10 minutes left in the game. I don't know if OKC went into cruise control, whatever it was. But this kid Halliburton, I mean, you talk about testicles of steel.
No doubt.
Ice water in veins, whatever cliche you want to use. And Dort had been D'ing him up. And he just drained it. Like it was nothing. Now OKC's in an uncomfortable position where they got to win at home or they're down 0-2 going to Indiana. And that's not where you want to be because the Pacers are really good at home. But the Thunder are still the best team in the NBA. It was a woulda, coulda, shoulda. But then again, same with Cleveland, same with the Knicks. The Pacers, Rick Carlisle, he got that championship gene in him. They had that battle scoring six guys in double figures, but an incredible shot, hostile environment. I mean, what do you want to ask from this kid? And we can superstar, star, blah, 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 whatever narrative you want to get into. Superstars do that.
Yep.
That's clutch, gene. Hey, then again, Robert Horry used to hit three-pointers and game-winners all the time. And you know.
It's kind of feeling like Jimmy Butler. Remember a couple years ago, every year the Heat would go to the playoffs and Butler would go off and just have all these heroic moments. But in the regular season, he was just kind of, he was good.
Yeah.
He wasn't elite.
Playoff Jimmy.
But he would always show up when it mattered most. I feel like that's Halliburton at this point.
So if you're OKC, you regroup, reflect, and get back at it on Sunday in an almost must-win situation. Stanley Cup playoffs, finals. Resumed tonight, but Vinny, there was a coaching change. Dallas Stars had a great season. Not great enough, I guess.
Yeah, Peter DeBoer, the coach from Dallas, you know, and they've, Bob, the last 3 years, they've been to the conference finals 3 years in a row, and he got fired. He embarrassed his goalie is what he did. You know, all-star goalie, Ottinger. They get down, it was game seven against Edmonton. Excuse me. And they give up two goals right away. One was probably his fault. And they call timeout. I mean, this is like 5 minutes into the game. DeBoer calls timeout, has the team come over, talks to him, sends him back. Then he goes to the goalie, hey, come on over. You're out. You know, and basically embarrassed the heck out of him right then. And then after they lost to Edmonton in game seven, they said that they were going to look at... They wanted to hear the exit interviews. Management wanted to hear the exit interviews from the players. You know, and the goalie was pissed. Players were pissed. Not a coach is gone. So, that is the 10th new coach in the NHL this year. Nine have been filled, and now there's one more. And they don't mess around. I mean, their shelf life is not long.
Hey, it's like buying rolls at a deli. They will expire quickly, so eat them while you can. Now, tonight, game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers trying to even the series against the Oilers after losing that tough one in OT in game one. 8 o'clock puck drop, by the way.
And, Bob, you know, I mean, you talk about Edmonton. Edmonton is just like the Indiana Pacers. They are the best team at coming back and winning games. They're always behind, you know, and they come back and win. How about the coach from Florida? They were ahead after two periods. He was 31-0. Now he's 31-1. So what Florida's got to do tonight, they just got to be more aggressive. I mean, they were third period. They got outshot 17-3. That's a big thing. And Edmonton came out and matched them physicality. I mean, Evander Kane had 9 hits in that game, and he took it to him. So Florida's got to play their game, you know. And Skinner was spectacular for Edmonton in the second period the other night. And they just got to put more pucks in the net is what they've got to do. And, Bob, don't forget, last year, Florida was up 3-0. And then Edmonton tied at 3-3. Yeah. Then they went to overtime, down 3-0, and that goes to, you know, overtime. So this is going to be a long series because these teams know each other extremely well. But if McDavid and Draisaitl are scoring a lot, it's going to be tough for Florida.
Belmont Stakes tomorrow. Journalism, the favorite, Sovereignty, the Kentucky Derby winner coming in 2-1. So, you know, if you got any tips for us to win some dough, send them to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. It's the whip around this day in Orioles history. It is June 6th, 2012 at Boston. Andy Chavez, Robert Andino drove in runs. Wei-Yin Chen goes 7 strong for the win. Jim Johnson picked up his 18th save. And then 2016, Oriole Park Camden Yards, Matt Wieters pinch hit. 2-run single off Adolis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman. T.J. McFarland got the win for the Orioles. T.J. McFarland, by the way, activated today by the A's. So he'll be pitching for them, I guess, against the Orioles. Zach Britton picked up a 17th save. Orioles over New York, 3-1. That was 9 years ago today. When we come back, what's going on in College Park? It looks like Buzz Williams is trying to recruit the 1999-2000 team all over again with their sons. Keith Kavanaugh is going to talk about that. What's happening with football and the new AD? He's ready to rock and roll like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guess, money-wise, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Bob, you're killing me. Parts 1 and 2 to start the show today.
Yes, what's up?
Are you ready?
Yes.
What did Dwayne Simpkins, Johnny Rhodes, Rodney Elliott, Vince Broadnax, Sailor Poffenbarger, and Walt Williams and a cast of many others all have in common, Bob Haney?
What do they all have in common? Well, they play for the University of Maryland.
And next Thursday night, they're all coming up to Bel Air, to Looney's, to see you, to give you that coveted, elusive, signed Walt Williams clutch vodka bottle. You've been dogging me for years now. So you better carry your you-know-what up from Glen Burnie to Looney's next Thursday night for the Walt Williams clutch vodka night. But yeah, we're going to have a great night with a bunch of Terps, all to benefit the Babe Ruth Museum. And part two, Bob.
Yes.
Last week, you short thrifted me on lacrosse coverage. Since then, John Tillman has just gone out and signed the number one portal class in the country, including this morning, former Terps football D lineman Rick Fleece's son, Trey Fleece, from UMBC. But 2 days ago, Henry Dodge, the number one Fogo in the country out of Vermont, committed to Tills. Leo Johnson, the number two player in the portal. Chris Lyons, the number three player in the portal, Dodge at 4, and Mikey Alexander at 11. These guys are all from Vermont, Yale, UMBC. So quietly, he's gone about putting together number one portal class with limited NIL funds still for men's lacrosse, but they still have some.
All right, so, Keith Cavanaugh.
So there you go. We had to get some lax low.
Yeah, hard-hitting news in there for sure. All right, let's talk basketball recruiting for the next wave of the Buzz William era, which has started great so far here in 2025 to 26, already projected as a tournament team. Who really knows what the upside could be? Where's the three-point shooting? I guess we'll talk about that. We get closer to it. But Nick Blake, not the lead singer of some late team 80s band. Boy band, Nick Blake, man. He's Steve Blake's son. Abina Keezy Jr. is on the map as well. Where else is Buzz Williams going looking for legacies from 25, 26 years ago to get this thing rolling? Blake's already in. He committed. But, of course, Abina Keezy Jr. might be a little tougher of a get, I guess, right now.
He's out of California. You know, being a high-intellect guy, he hit it big, went back to Nigeria, started a water company. I wouldn't be shocked if his son went to Stanford or he went to Ivy. I mean, that guy would skip practices to study on the bus and stuff and get yelled at by Gary. So Abina's a very sharp guy. So that will be a reach, and he's in California. But Nick Blake, hey, can get a better legacy than Steve's son. You know, 6'2", 170, high basketball IQ, can stroke it. But, you know, a lower-level guy. He was committed to D3 Scranton previously. But as your number 15 roster player, great addition, covering all the bases. And Bob, Tafari Gapari to Villanova, of all things. You know, I guess he ran out of options, so Willard threw him a bone. So that's the last of it, Gapari to Nova. But, also this week, guys, new AD James Smith met with all the head coaches 2 days ago and told them, guys, I'm high energy, and gals, guys, you've made the most out of a tough NIL situation here over the last couple of years of, you know, meager amounts of money since its inception. All that's going to change here. You know, he's hybriding between Atlanta with the Braves and putting on the All-Star game, and then Keys boots on the ground up here in July. So he's getting after, but met with all the head coaches. And Jermaine Carter, Bob, returns to Maryland, the former linebacker coach. And if you go back in memory lane, you remember those four guys from FCA that year, Prince, Yannick, Savon Walker, and Jermaine Carter. Between Yannick and Jermaine, who Jermaine was the fourth least recruited, they made the best of themselves college and pro career. So it's great to have Jermaine. He's a grinder, he's a worker, and a great kid coming back to help the linebacking core. But anyhow, I digress.
Now, Keith, on Big Ten Network, they have the replays of the spring games and stuff, and I was watching some of the Terps one. I mean, the number two offense was killing the number one defense. What are you thinking of the prospectus for the season? You know, because it's never a good sign when a new AD comes in, because a lot of times they want their own coaches.
Oh, well, not to mention the last couple of years' track record. Hey, some good news, though. Braden Marco committed this week out of Gonzaga, 6'6", 240 tight end OL. Three-star kid, sixth pledge of the 2026 class. And Bob and Benny, I can name from Gonzaga, of course, where Caleb Williams went and where Maryland's been miffed for years. Three guys in 30 years that have matriculated from Gonzaga right down the street from Maryland that have come to Maryland. And those are Joey Hanos, Carome Cox, and Johnny Jordan, hard stop. So anytime you get a Gonzaga guy, that's good. Getting back to your other point, most prognostications have Maryland second or third to last finishing in the league, 4.5 wins on the optimistic side. Quarterback still needs to be resolved. Patchwork OL, patchwork DL. a lot of questions. This is do or die this fall for Locke's new AD or not. If he didn't perform this fall, Damon was going to whack him. And if Colleen had gotten the job, she would have whacked him. I mean, she was of the same mindset. And James Smith is not going to put up with 12 people in the stands, you know, by halftime with some of these games. So Locks has got to get it back going. But a lot of question marks. Do you start the freshman Malik at quarterback? Justin Martin from UCLA, he's MJ Morris light. I mean, he's not the answer. Christian Martin had a great spring. So we'll see. a lot of questions. But again, you got poached. Your best running back, Roman Hemby, from up here, John Carroll, he left. Your best tight end, Preston Howard, but McDonough, he left to Auburn. You know, Hemby, of course, to Indiana. So prospects are kind of light right now in terms of projections, where they're going to finish, and where Locke's rates on the hot seat right now, which is pretty tepid.
Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, anything else you need our listeners to know about what's going on in your world?
Oh, a ton of football recruits will be on campus this week, and buzz on the basketball side is everywhere right now. They've already offered four junior point guards. This roster is set. Juju still not decided what he's going to do. You know, is it going to be pro, or is he going to go somewhere else if he gets that extra year for a big payout? Maryland just doesn't have the money now after 15 kids are on board to pay him the kind of money he wants and justly deserves.
Keith Kavanaugh, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, you too,
Keith.
Guys. Yep. Thanks.
There's Keith Kavanaugh, everyone. We'll come back, take a trip to the punt house, get a couple calls in here. And then it's Ripping It with Ryan as Vinny goes off and enjoys the rest of his weekend. Featured artist Friday, Rocking with Doc. Added OTAs, no Lamar, no Henry, no a lot of people.
Yeah. No running backs other than
Flowers,
Keith Mitchell.
No Bateman, no Hopkins, no Linderbaum, no Owe. Hamilton hasn't been there since, what, the first one?
Hamilton's been there as much as Lamar's been there.
Keep in mind, everyone, before you go crazy, it is mandatory, organized team activities.
Voluntary.
Voluntary.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mandatory.
Nick,
2 weeks.
Yes.
It's OTAs, four of them. Why is it open to the media? Four times. That is very un-Harbsy-like.
Well, Bob, I don't know, but kind of what a lot of the media buzz is out there is Harbs is using it to have the media write about the guys that aren't there.
For what purpose?
That's how coaches are, but it's not a big deal. I mean, Lamar was there once last year, Bob, and went to the mandatory and had a better year than the year before and should have been the MVP again.
No doubt.
Right. And that's just how, I mean, I love Harbs, but that's how he is this time of the year. He wants everybody there. And then once you get to the season, you know, then it's like, did I say that?
Yeah. Nolan, anything you got to say to the people here? You want to get a couple calls in? What do you want to do as we get to
the
Well,
we can get a couple calls here in a second, but real quick, you know, you mentioned the Orioles taking on the A's in Sacramento. That's right. You're going to have to get used to that. Sacramento A's, not the Oakland A's.
For a couple years.
Now, they're playing in a minor league ballpark. It's a Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. And usually when you look at a minor league ballpark, it's, you know, you get the impression that it's, I don't know, a little more small scale than a big league ballpark.
Yeah, like a nice minor league park max is what, 8K?
Right.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the crowd's a little, you know, smaller, a lot smaller. But when it came to the Oakland Coliseum, I mean, that was just such a behemoth. And it was considered, you know, a pitcher's park, right? It's hard to muscle a ball out of there just because it's a beast. But if you look at the dimensions, the outfield, Sutter Health Park, actually almost identical in terms of outfield dimensions, and in fact is a little bit deeper than the Coliseum was in left center. So don't be so quick to predict a bunch of homers or anything like that, but we'll see what happens this weekend.
And also, Oakland, the old Coliseum, the foul territory was vast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, something that's in the stands in most stadiums is still in catch range. So that took away a lot of at-bats. As well, J.P. Sears against Dean Kramer. So we'll get into all of that as the next couple of hours unfold. What do you want to do, Nolan? Want to get a call on here?
Hey, Nolan, one other thing about this. It is hot and humid out there, whereas in Oakland it wasn't. So the ball may carry better out there.
All right, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
All right, Rashawn.
Hey, man. I'm pissed, man, because, you know, I'm supposed to be out there support my O's this weekend, but the way they started this season off, man, you know, I canceled a bunch of trips, man. It's like I'm going to save my money.
See?
You know, man.
That's lame. And all the money I pay for my BGE bill, you should be flying to see them wherever they go. The prices, by the way.
Right, exactly. I have to think about it like this. Like, listen, man, they struggling. And then do I really want to go to Sacramento, which was like, you know, it's not the best city in California.
It's not bad. It's a capital.
Yeah, it is the capital. And then also, you know, it's a minor league park. You know, so it's like, does that really count as me scratching a professional stadium off my list? You know, I'll just maybe wait till they go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens, you know. So, you know, I'm staying put this weekend. Wu-Tang Clan starting their tour down to CFG Bank tonight. So I'll be down there tonight, you know.
Okay.
Support one of my favorite groups down there, me and my boy Lorenzo.
Well, tell Wu-Tang Clan that Bob Haney said hello.
Yeah.
I will, man. Yeah. Dustin was going with me, but he's banned for a year for something that happened down the CIAA game down there.
Well, he's banned from the arena?
Yeah, the CFG. Just for 1 year, though.
I mean, can this guy, like, go anywhere and not have, you know, authorities involved?
He needs to go hang with Halliburton's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, it wasn't his fault, though. Like, the guy called him a name, and it was the name you call a female cat, you know, so.
Oh, I got you, sure.
Dustin threw a beer in his face, man, you know, so the security saw him and everything, and then drug him out all the way up the steps and drug him out, you know, so, but. Hey,
sounds like anyway, a fun man. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, always a fun time, man. But hey, listen, man, I'm optimistic now, man. Listen, 7.5 games back at the last wild card. By the time that trade deadline comes, I think we're going to be buyers instead of sellers, man, because we're going to be right in the thick of this thing, man. You know, so I'm a believer. I know you're not yet, Bob, but
they're better. They're not back. That's my mantra until they are back.
So listen, after we most likely going to sweep. The Athletics this weekend,
won 14-3 yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, but they had lost nine in a row before that.
Yeah, they that pitcher they got on the mound, that left-hander.
J.P. Sears.
Yeah, he's a lefty. We only beat but two lefties this year, right? If I'm correct.
Don't ever think it. If they're on a heater, Rashawn, we got to go because we got a couple people. Have a great weekend. Stay out of trouble wherever it is you're going. If you're on a heater, it doesn't matter if Sandy Koufax is pitching. You're going up there and you're swinging the sticks and you're hoping for the best. We got time for another call, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Benny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
Yep. Hey, Ed.
Those games yesterday provided a challenge opportunity. Could they focus, execute to defeat a winning record team in their park on getaway day, knowing that they already captured the series? They did so to keep the momentum trajectory on the rise. One glaring discrepancy in that game, however, bottom of the fifth, mound visit to discuss pitching to their hottest hitter, Raleigh, or not, with a runner on, but first base open, two outs. Intentional walk or pitch around is obvious. In that situation, they didn't either, and sure enough, got burnt. Luckily, Rushman and Henderson picked them up, answered back in immediate fashion. Looking at the overall picture, I still think philosophical redirect is required for long-term organizational roster building. Priority number one, identify core talent, untouchable keepers. Get them locked in to further extend window of opportunity. Reevaluation necessary now with injury returns on the horizon to purge down to all healthy contributor options. Second thing, six picks in top 100 draft. Hopefully pitching to be prioritized, selecting the best arms available that project out. Grow arms to buy a bat. Surplus pitching is always a good thing for so many reasons. There is no reason that the Oriole baseball franchise should not be perennial postseason playoff attendees every year, 90-72 at least record. And the last thing, would not wholesale dismantle, but instead afford this group the opportunity to overcome and conquer all adversity that they faced every game in hungry chase mode, decide their own fate on the field in Oriole uniforms. That's it, gentlemen, and I thank you for your courtesy as always.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, handle your own business. Chips will fall. And then, Mike Elias, you get paid to make big decisions coming up here in about 4 or 5 weeks. Vinny, what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, Rachel's 16th birthday party, so she's got like 6 or 7 girls that me and Becky are driving 2 cars down there to take all these girls. They're going shopping in Georgetown and then to dinner. And I don't know what I got to do to kill time for four. They want to shop for like 4 hours. And Rachel goes, Dad, you can go walk. I see, yeah, for 4 hours?
You could be in Alexandria, Virginia by the time that thing's over. Well, have a great weekend, Vinny. Yeah, Ripping It with Ryan's coming up next. If you're on the phones, hang tight. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.